Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Today we are facing a major healthcare crisis in America, and healthcare statistics show that about 80% or more of the chronic diseases in our country can be prevented through diet and lifestyle. A large percentage of our illnesses are diet-related. You are what you eat. In today's world of fast foods and artificial ingredients, how can you make sure that you are keeping your body fit to be what the Bible calls the temple of the Holy Spirit? Today on Health and Longevity, I will be sharing with you part two and the conclusion of my two-part radio broadcast series called Healthcare God's Way, God's Nutrition Plan for Your Body, Mind, and Spirit. Healthcare God's Way takes a look at God's original diet. It looks at God's natural laws of health and wellness, providing you with ideas of simple changes you can make to live a healthier and happy life.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl discusses vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Now I'd like to talk to you about God's nutrition plan for your body, mind, and spirit. And thinking of that, I want you to think of the word Be Healthy. This is an acronym that covers the different elements of God's natural laws of health. Be healthy. B-E, that's the word be, and then the word healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y. This is a simple way to remember 8 effective God-given natural health remedies. You just remember that phrase, be healthy. The first one is the B, and that stands for breathe good air. While air pollution is an enormous problem in some of the great cities of the world, clean, fresh air promotes life, strength, and energy for every cell in the body. A person can only live a few minutes without breathing. To maintain optimal health, it is important to breathe deeply of pure and clean air. The quality of the air we breathe is very important to our health and well-being, and if possible, avoiding living in areas where there is overly polluted air would be the best. Tobacco smoke is one of the most dangerous pollutants that many people breathe today. If you don't smoke, avoid being around secondhand smoke. Indoor pollution can also be a problem. Keep your home well ventilated. Fresh air dilutes fumes trapped indoors and decreases their harmful effects. Being outdoors in the fresh air regularly is truly one of God's healing natural remedies. Then there's the letter E. It stands for exercise. Regular physical exercise is one of the best things for your health and well-being. Daily exercise reduces your risk of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and some cancers, and can also strengthen your bones and muscles. Research shows that exercising outdoors in the fresh air and doing regular aerobic exercise or a mixture of aerobic and muscle strengthening exercises and activities can improve your mental health and your mood. For older adults, moderate daily exercise can help improve the ability to do everyday activities and prevent falls. Research shows that not only can physical activity make us feel better, but it can also add many healthy years to our lives. If you have never done any form of regular exercise, or it has been a long time since you last exercised, check with your physician before you begin an exercise program. As a general goal, aim for at least 30 to 40 minutes of physical activity every day. Each week, do a variety of exercises, both aerobic activities such as brisk walking, swimming, running, aerobic group exercise classes, and also do strength training exercises and activities such as weight machines or free weights, resistance tubing, resistance paddles in the water, and there's many other types of strength building exercises that you can do. Now, walking is one of the very best forms of exercise. So we covered the B, to breathe good air, and we covered the E, to do exercise. So that's the word B. Now let's look at the word healthy. The first letter is H, and that stands for healthy food. It's been said that you are what you eat, and the foods that you eat and the beverages that you drink make up the structure and chemistry of your body. What you eat today is walking and talking tomorrow. Food becomes you. Although the food we eat is just one part of the total person that we are, it is vital to be careful about what we put into our bodies. Nutrition supplies the fuel that drives your whole system. It also provides the essential nutrients and building blocks your body needs to function optimally. Therefore, it is critical that we eat foods that promote good nutrition. Likewise, it is important that we avoid the foods and beverages that are harmful to our health. Making wise dietary choices glorifies God with our bodies. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Prayerfully ask yourself, do the foods and beverages I consume promote the best of health for my body, so that I glorify God with the body temple that He has given me? When it comes to good nutrition, eating a healthy, whole foods, plant-based vegetarian diet, like the Genesis 1:29 diet in the Garden of Eden, is the optimal way to go. Eating less quantity and higher quality foods should be our goal. We need to eat to live rather than live to eat. The E in the word healthy stands for enough sunshine. And you know, God gives us natural sunlight, not only to give light to the day, but also to give life to the planet. Natural sunlight has the power to elevate our mood, giving us a sense of well-being and increased energy. When exposed to our skin, sunlight helps the body produce natural vitamin D. This vitamin is an essential nutrient that plays an important role in cell growth, enhancing the immune system, controlling body hormones, and helping the body absorb and use calcium to build healthy and strong bones and teeth. It prevents both childhood and adult rickets and aids in the prevention of osteoporosis. 15 minutes per day of sun exposure provides you with the vitamin D that your body needs. While some daily sunlight promotes health, too much can be harmful. Excess exposure to bright sunlight promotes the premature aging and wrinkling of skin and can cause skin cancers. Wearing proper clothing and a hat, as well as using sunscreen, can prevent and minimize potential damage to the skin caused by excessive sun exposure. The A in the word healthy stands for adequate rest. Getting adequate and regular rest is an important but often neglected habit. Lack of rest and chronic sleep deprivation is believed to hasten the onset and increase the severity of diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity, and it also increases the risk of coronary heart disease. Evidence shows that lack of rest and sleep can adversely affect the immune system, as well as lead to depression and a decrease in memory and learning. Rest has the power to refresh, rejuvenate, regenerate, and rebuild our bodies, minds, and souls. Getting a good night's sleep daily, ideally between 7 and 8 hours per night, is vital. Many people allow technological distractions such as late-night television shows, the internet, and social media to interfere with healthy sleep patterns. If you struggle with insomnia, stop counting the sheep and start talking to the shepherd. Each evening, before you go to sleep, close your day by spending quality quiet time in meditation and conversation with the Good Shepherd, Jesus. There is nothing like turning your worries and concerns of the day over to Him. It truly relaxes you and gives you the peace of mind. Jesus said, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Spending a few moments of relaxation during the day can also rejuvenate you. A couple of short work break, a good lunch break, and taking a few moments to stand up and stretch is helpful. You may even take a few minutes during your workday for spiritual reflection through prayer or Bible reading. Take regular vacations. Enjoying a well-deserved vacation from work, school, or your daily activities can truly recharge you. Jesus encouraged physical rest. Mark records this instruction given by Jesus at the time when he and his disciples were at their busiest. We read in the Bible in Mark 6:31, "And he said to them, 'Come aside to yourself to a deserted place and rest a while, for there are many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat.'" We'll be right back with more of Health and Longevity after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
At creation, God gave the human family the Sabbath, a special weekly day of rest. As he ended his work of creation and rested on the seventh day, he sanctified that day and made it holy. He recognized our needs for rest at the end of the week. This time of rest was so important to God that Sabbath rest is one of the Ten Commandments. In the Bible, we read that commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. We read that in Exodus 20:8-11. Two important principles of health and wellness are incorporated within this commandment: the need for productive labor and the necessity of a day of rest. People need both. We need physical rest, not only for physical recovery, but also to maintain good mental and emotional health. Mankind's total happiness depends on the harmonious development of the physical, mental, and spiritual faculties, and the Sabbath was designed to meet all three of these needs. So in this sense, the Sabbath is preventive medicine. It helps prevent physical breakdown due to overwork. It combats mental illness due to emotional fatigue, and it counteracts spiritual atrophy, because it provides a day for communion with the Creator. Thus, the Sabbath day is one of God's laws of health and wellness. It is a day that promotes physical, mental, and spiritual rest that is so vital for all of us. Now, the L in the word healthy is love God. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. John 14:1. Be still and know that I am God, Psalms 46:10. Trusting in God is vital to our spiritual health and wellness. More than 200 scientific studies on religion and health have demonstrated that individuals who have faith in God and actively participate in regular worship experience a broad range of health benefits. Trusting in God, having a personal relationship with Him, is the key element to God's nutrition plan for your body, mind, and spirit. By surrendering your life to God, all the areas and dimensions of health and wellness fall into place to create a whole person. It is important to maintain a strong relationship with God. This requires us to spend time daily talking with God in prayer and to take time each day reading God's Word. It is health food for the soul. Matthew 4:4 says, "It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Daily prayer and meditation in God's Word are healthy lifestyle habits for spiritual wellness. In addition to a daily personal walk with God, it is important to have regular fellowship with other Christians. Weekly worship and fellowship with other Christians gives you encouragement and strengthens your relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." John 6:35. Jesus Christ offers us the spiritual nutrition that we need to enjoy optimal health for body, mind, and spirit. The T in the word healthy is temperance. Now, temperance involves abstaining from anything that is harmful and also involves being moderate in that which is good. It is common to hear people speak of being moderate in all things, but there is no such thing as moderation in alcohol, illegal drugs, or damaging foods. God wants us to be moderate in our everyday living and lifestyle. Overeating, overworking, and even overexercising are harmful to the body. Too much sun causes skin damage, while too much or too little rest compromises one's health. A balanced, temperate lifestyle is key to living a healthy, happy life. The other H in the word healthy is H, stands for H2O, or water. Water is essential to life. The body is approximately 70% water, and every human cell needs water. All the body's important chemical reactions take place in water. Our kidneys process nearly 50 gallons of water each day, and not only do we need water for kidney function, but also is needed to regulate our body's temperature and maintain body fluids. Water helps increase energy and relieves fatigue. It flushes out toxins, improves skin complexion, maintains regularity, boosts the immune system, plays a vital role in the absorption of nutrients, and promotes weight loss. Most experts suggest that adults should drink at least 6 to 8 glasses of pure water each day, although individual needs may vary. Pure water is the healthiest beverage for hydration and overall health, so don't get your water from coffee, tea, sodas, and alcohol. These beverages cause dehydration and are detrimental to your health. There is no substitute for pure water. In addition to drinking water, don't forget to eat your water by eating plenty of raw fruits and vegetables. Keeping your cells well hydrated is a key factor in keeping your body in prime health. As a person ages, intracellular water is lost. Therefore, water is a fountain of youth for the body. In addition to water on the inside, water on the outside is critical to our health and wellness too. External application of water can be a powerful healer. Water keeps our bodies clean through bathing. As a natural remedy, hydrotherapy applications can be helpful in treating various acute and chronic conditions. And the final why in the word healthy is you can do it. Another one of our God-given natural remedies is the encouragement to know that you can do it. Sometimes even simple remedies can seem challenging. But you know that if you need to make changes in your life, you are not alone. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." The reason you can do it is because God will do it in you. As Philippians 1:6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Rather than relying on willpower or your own efforts, remember that the essence of Christianity is that God can and will do it in you what you cannot do in yourself. It is clear that the current approach to healthcare is not adequately addressing the extensive health problems that we're facing in society today. While modern medical knowledge continues to save countless lives, and while new inventions and initiatives offer hope where there once was none, enormous numbers of people are losing their health to illness that are largely preventable. But there is hope for the future in looking to the past. God's healthcare plan points us towards long life and good health. As you embrace healthcare God's way, you can expect God's blessing. Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." John 10:10. With God's blessing, you can live that abundant life in this world and in the world to come. Well, we hope you have enjoyed this two-part radio series called Healthcare God's Way, talking about God's nutrition plan for your body, mind, and spirit. Now, if you missed part one of this program or would like to hear today's program over again, I recommend that you go to the Life Talk Radio website. Life Talk Radio website is lifetalk.net. That's www.lifetalk.net. Then look for the Health and Longevity podcast page, and you can find podcasts of this two-part series as well as all the previous podcasts. They're all archived on that page of all the different Health and Longevity radio programs that you can listen to. Now, I recommend also that you might want to download the Life Talk Radio app. And that's a real easy way to access our podcast and to listen to Life Talk Radio live streaming, as well as access the podcast page for the archive radio broadcasts of Health and Longevity. Or you can go to my website at longevityrdn.com, and there's a form on one of the pages there that you can make a request and then contact me, and I will follow up individually with you. Now, the last two programs on Healthcare God's Way are very important programs because they deal with the health and wellness of our body, mind, and spirit, which is so important for our Christian life. So this is quite an important topic because the same diseases that really claim the lives of average Americans also are the leading causes of death of Christians. And you know, the great physician, the very creator of our bodies, has given humanity the greatest book ever written on health and wellness and preventive medicine, and that is the Holy Bible. It's interesting, as you go through the scriptures and through the Bible, how much information really is in there about health and wellness and longevity and taking good care of our bodies. And many Christians are unaware of the Bible's teachings on health and wellness. Yet within the pages of the Word of God, there is a wealth of information and guidance that can be found on how to enjoy an abundant life. You know, Jesus said that I am come that they may have life and they might have it more abundantly. We read that in John 10:10. And you know, Jesus was really the first person to speak of the body as a temple. You can read that in John 2:21. There's been many religious leaders throughout history, but there's never been one like Jesus, and he has referred to the body as a temple. You know, the Apostle Paul later spoke on this doctrine of health when he said, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." Now, we read that in 1 Corinthians 3:16 through 17. It doesn't mean that really God destroys us. What it really means is that God has put in nature, he has put in motion laws of nature, laws of health. And these are universal laws, whether you're a sinner or whether you're a saint. If you follow these laws, you will enjoy the benefits of increased health and wellness. So these are just laws of nature that God has put into there, laws of health. And if we violate those laws, we end up really destroying ourselves. But when it talks about in the scripture, if anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, that's what it's really talking about. It's not God physically trying to destroy us, but these are laws of health he's put into motion that we need to follow so that we can enjoy better health and wellness and longevity. You know, Paul points out that glorifying God in our body also relates to all that we do in our lifestyle, including our diet, and which is so important because diet, and I'm a nutritionist and registered dietitian nutritionist, the more research that we find out coming out in today's scientific journals, it just emphasizes more and more the importance of diet in not only preventing disease, but also in treating disease and in many cases reversing chronic diseases. The Bible says, therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God, which we read in 1 Corinthians 10:31. So I think if followers of Jesus Christ, as we all are listening today, are encouraged to keep the body temple healthy and undefiled, we can enjoy greater health and we can also commit our bodies as to the greater glory of God. If we thought about that scripture, whatever you eat or whatever you drink, do all to the glory of God, before every meal that is set before us, before every beverage that we drink, before the food that we eat, and contemplated those words, I think we would all think about eating healthier than we normally do. The Bible states, so the curse causeless shall not come, Proverbs 26:2. That means disease never comes without a cause. You know, disease is really invited by disregarding the laws of health. In Hosea 4:6, we read, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's why God's people should really educate themselves. And that's what we try to do here on Health and Longevity, particularly during these two-part series, to educate you about God's health plan for your health and wellness. Because if God's people really educate themselves on biblical teachings of healthful living, people who educate themselves and practice the biblical principles of health and wellness will avoid many of the common diseases and illnesses that are currently plaguing our modern America. So I think it's real important that we recognize and that you recognize that your body is a living temple, and it's important to take good care of your health so that you can have a healthy and longer life. And you will have the opportunity to serve God for a longer period of time.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
That's it for this week's program. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.